The White House was illuminated in green last night to mark the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. It came at the end of a day of virtual engagements to mark our national holiday. The Taoiseach and the US President Joe Biden spoke for 1 hour and 20 minutes on topics including COVID-19, Brexit and the UN Security Council. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan was in the Oval Office and he's been telling me more about the St. Patrick's Day round of virtual engagements.
I think from the Irish government's perspective, the main goal yesterday was to replicate in as close a way as possible what a normal St. Patrick's Day would have looked like. I think the fear would have been that the virtual nature of all of this might in some way have downgraded the standing of the engagements, lessened that diplomatic impact. But I think in general, the Irish side would have been very, very pleased with how it all played out yesterday. It started in the morning with a one-on-one virtual meeting with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the Taoiseach. They discussed Brexit, immigration, E3 visas. Then we saw two separate engagements with the Vice President, Kamala Harris, and then we had the main event, the virtual meeting between the Taoiseach and President Biden. I was in the Oval Office as that meeting got underway. It was my fourth time doing that on a St. Patrick's Day, and this time was very, very different. There were far, far fewer people in the room. I was struck by the fact that the Oval Office actually appeared a lot bigger than I remembered it, because it was half empty on this occasion. Now, despite the fact that the two leaders were 3,000 miles apart, there was a closeness there. There was a connection. The TV monitor that Micheál Martin appeared on was sort of tilted at an angle towards the Shamrock Bowl. Joe Biden leaned into the Shamrock Bowl. It worked. They managed to pull it off. There was a warmth in the room. A lot of warm talk from Joe Biden about his Irish roots, his fond memories of visits to Ireland. Perhaps with another president, you mightn't have been able to pull this off in that way, and maybe there would have been some kind of a downgrading, but I suppose that was never going to happen when you had a president who is so proud of his Irish ancestry. Now, the meeting itself was quite long, an hour and 20 minutes. That is longer than usual for these meetings between US presidents and Taoiseach. Afterwards, it was described as incredibly warm, incredibly positive, and at the end of it, Joe Biden told Micheál Martin he was only a phone call away. Another thing that struck me yesterday was the amount of events. There seemed to be some kind of a Zoom call or a virtual engagement almost every hour yesterday. They were coming at you thick and fast, and Joe Biden was on many of them, and they had Irish links, and it was an opportunity for him to speak about his fondness for Ireland. So I suppose that's another element of the virtual nature of these things. It actually makes it easier to have events and engagements. They can be put together rather quickly. The Irish politicians may not have been able to come to Washington yesterday, but I can tell you the city felt very Irish. The fountains outside the White House were dyed green early yesterday morning, and late last night, the White House itself was illuminated in green light.
And Brian, lots of topics for discussion across those meetings you're referring to. But of course, the big meeting between Taoiseach and President and the big issues. Let's talk about Brexit and its impact on Northern Ireland. That was down for discussion. But how did that element of the conversation go? And did the Irish side get the reassurances that they would want from the White House?
Well, certainly on the public front-facing on-camera moments in that big Oval Office meeting, Joe Biden expressed his strong support for the Good Friday Agreement. Now, the Irish side would, of course, been expecting that. He has said this repeatedly in the past. Nonetheless, it would have been very welcome to have him say it again in such a high-profile setting. And, of course, we know that Taoiseach thanked him for his constant support of the Northern Ireland peace process. It was interesting as well to see yesterday that there was another virtual meeting, and this was between the Vice President, Kamala Harris, and the First and Deputy First Ministers of Northern Ireland. Joe Biden dropped in on that call as well, I think a sign of the importance that's being placed on Northern Ireland. There was a printed readout of that call afterwards, and we were told that the Biden administration conveyed their support for the Northern Ireland Protocol and encouraged leaders to continue working towards a forward-looking Northern Ireland. Amid this ongoing row between the EU and the UK over breaches of the Northern Ireland Protocol, the official readout of the meeting between the Taoiseach and the US President said that they called for the good faith implementation of international agreements designed to address the unique circumstances on the island of Ireland. So again, I think the Irish side would have been pleased to see this reiteration and this support for an international agreement that has been signed by two sides. Now, one of Joe Biden's top advisors on Europe is Dr. Amanda Sloat of the National Security Council. She was in yesterday's White House meetings. I spoke to her last night and she told me that when it came to this current row that we see between the EU and the UK over the withdrawal agreement, the Biden administration would not be taking sides.
I think the side that the president is on is the side of the people of Northern Ireland. He has consistently made clear his support for the Good Friday Agreement. I think we recognize that the Northern Ireland Protocol is a legally binding agreement that was signed up to by the UK and the EU, and it is up to those two sides to find a way pragmatically to implement it and make it work for the people of Northern Ireland. Certainly is watching events that have been happening over the last couple of weeks and continues to reiterate that his priority is continued stability politically and economically in Northern Ireland. And as he has said, we need to ensure that the Good Friday Agreement does not become a casualty of Brexit.
And Brian, another major topic of conversation was around the COVID-19 vaccine supplies. Now, what did the two leaders discuss here? Was there a direct request from Ireland, from Micheál Martin, for additional supplies?
Well, in his press conference last night, after his meeting with the US president, the Taoiseach was asked directly if he did reach out and ask for additional vaccine supply to be shared by the US. On this, Micheál Martin pushed back against the idea that America was sitting on this huge stockpile of vaccines that it could share with the rest of the world. He said that President Biden had gone through in some detail his views on the crisis, adding that he was very anxious to get his people vaccinated as quickly as he possibly could. He's then said that by the summer, the US would have a clearer understanding of how its own vaccination program was progressing and therefore its capacity of whether or not it could help other countries with vaccine supply at that point. Now, again, I come back to this official readout, the statement that we got from the White House when the meeting was over. And on that readout, it said that the two leaders committed to working together to address the urgent need for delivery of COVID-19 vaccines.
And that's our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.